floor.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We thank the delegation of Tonga for its report and commend progress made since the last review. The Bahamas recognizes the commitment of Tonga to protecting the rights of vulnerable groups, in particular older persons, which is evidenced by recent initiatives, including an approval by government in 2021 to increase the national social welfare policy to benefit older persons, and the launch of the National Strategic Plan for Long-Term Care 2020 to 2024. We note with interest the efforts made by Tonga to ratify the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women and to review and consider accession to core international human rights treaties. We also commend Tonga for having ratified the ILO Worst Forms of Child Labor Convention. As a fellow small island developing state, we understand that Tonga has experienced significant climate change-induced disruptions in recent years that have exacerbated challenges to advancing human rights and achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. We therefore encourage Tonga to avail itself of technical assistance and capacity building support in accordance with its priorities. In a constructive spirit, the Bahamas recommends that Tonga continue its review and preparatory efforts with a view to ratification of core international human rights instruments, including the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women and the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. We wish Tonga every success in this UPR process. I thank you.